Kindness is compassion.
Kindness is care.
Kindness is being around for someone
when no one else is there.
Kindness is connection.
Kindness is nurturing.
Kindness is the remedy
when someone else is hurting.
Kindness is partnership.
Kindness is hope.
Kindness is all we need
when we feel like we can't cope.
But know that when times get tough,
kindness will see you through.
You are not alone.
We'll be here for you.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno, and fans of netball, Northern Ireland side, the game in general, were a little bit taken aback when they saw that headline in the Belfast Telegraph that said that Emma McGee had thought she'd had coronavirus. When I saw that, I was a little bit taken aback and probably still am to some extent. Emma joins us now. That was...
Hiya.
Yeah. Still trying to get over it, really. It's still one of those things you read and it sets anybody aback.
Yeah, definitely. I obviously haven't been tested or anything for it, but coming home from work early, it was almost just like a really bad flu. I was in bed for like 2 weeks. But yeah, it was crazy.
And being somebody that's always active and a healthy athlete at that, you almost recognise that something isn't right?
Definitely. The only way I can describe it was like every time I get up out of bed, I felt like I just ran a marathon. And believe me, I haven't run that many, probably one or two in my life, but it literally felt my whole body was aching. So that's when I knew something wasn't right. So yeah.
And we read stories of how there's that cough and there's that washed out feeling. That's almost to some extent what you were feeling as well?
Yeah, so I originally just started having really bad headaches, and then the headaches got worse, and then it sort of came into almost a neck pain. So I came obviously back to Belfast, rested for a bit in bed, and then felt a bit okay on like the fourth or fifth day, so went for a run with my sister Michelle, just thought it could shake it off, and then had to stop halfway through, and it felt like just a shooting pain in the back of my head. I'm really dizzy, and then it just got worse from there. That sort of, it's when it hit me that it was something was wrong, because obviously I was only out for a light jog, 20 minutes at most, and then obviously feeling like that wasn't normal.
Did you notice it yourself, or was it the people that you were with that were saying, oh, well, look, maybe you should spend a little time at home and take it easy for a while?
So, obviously in school working, and we had just been to the Nationals, and it was feeling a bit under the weather, and it actually, I went into the PE office, and one of the teachers actually said, one of my colleagues was saying, like, Emma, I think you should go home, like, you really don't look well, like that. And then it is that it takes someone else to almost say, like, no, I think it's best if you actually do go home. So yeah, and the day around it all as well, being in the school where you can pass it on so easily, well, as we know now, everyone can pass it on, right?
Yeah.
So I knew it was the best decision for me.
That article was a short while ago, so more importantly, how are you getting on now?
Yeah. March time. So, yeah, completely normal again. But obviously I had the time to get better. So, yeah, I'm feeling really, really good at the minute.
Michelle's helping in the recovery then. Busy keeping active? You got the running track nearby, haven't you?
Mary Peter's track is only at 5 minutes from where I live, so that's been really good. And we've been both taking over with both Gaelic and netball programmes. So I feel like we're training more than ever now, which is strange, but it's definitely good to have her here. So yeah, the motivation and everything's there to train and to do well.
What have you been doing as a Northern Ireland team at this time?
Actually, we haven't kept in that much contact. I think it's because we normally obviously always focus on the next competition, and because we've got like a new squad. I think it was actually last week we were supposed to go to the Open Challenge in Gibraltar, I think it was. So obviously all that didn't happen or didn't go ahead. So almost like the new cycle, the new team and stuff like that, and the long squad weren't properly introduced in terms of like training sessions and stuff. But obviously all the previous like players, so all the World Cup squad members and stuff like that have been all keeping in touch together. And then we also use the same programs and stuff, so we've been taking over with that and just keeping up to date with each other. And then a few Pilates sessions on Zoom, which is fun.
Oh, ouch. We were both at the World Cup, weren't we? Those kind of crowds at the minute are really distant in the memories and almost seem impossible, but one day they'll be back in force, won't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I think now is a really good time for reflection. And you just sort of, when you think back to this time last year and the whole hype around the World Cup, and then when you were playing it, it makes me really like proud to be an netballer as well, to see the whole community coming together and the strength and the love of the sport. And I think it's showing now than ever now when everyone's coming together, and you see it all over social media and stuff, where everyone's putting up their challenges. And yeah, it's really, really cool to see.
What are some of the things that you've been getting up to in the meantime, just to get you through it mentally, I suppose, as well?
I think it's really important to have a perspective on things. So I write out my targets. Me and Michelle both do like a plan of the week and what we sort of want to achieve this week, and take it day by day, I suppose. And not just all around training. Training's definitely a motivator for me personally, to get up in the morning. But I think it's just like we've been spending a lot of time with family. My brother's home as well, so that's been really cool. So yeah, I'm taking the dog out for numerous amount of walks. But yeah, just family time, and obviously then training around that. And I suppose we are lucky enough to play two sports, so kicking the ball around as well. Obviously in England I don't play much Gaelic at all, so it's good to get out and put the football boots back on. So yeah, just keeping active, I suppose, in that way. It's actually been, obviously, I think we're just looking for the positives in the whole scenario, because that's all we can do. But everyone's just really excited to get back whenever that will be.
Emma, the good thing is, it sounds like you're doing a lot better than what you were a couple of weeks ago. So, as well as the health aspect being fine, what are you binging on at the minute?
In terms of, like, Netflix?
Yeah. Or the streaming services are available.
I just finished Power. That was really, really good. I also read the book Bounce, which is a really, really good read, sort of focusing on the sports psychology aspect. And then I'm halfway through Becoming, which is Michelle Obama's book. But then I obviously just figured out that that's now on Netflix as well, so I don't know if I'll scrap the reading or not and then just watch that.
But we'll see. Important thing in all this time is just obviously remaining positive and maybe trying something new. Is there something you'd want to share with fans of the team, supporters of yourself?
I think it is just being creative through different drills or different things you could do to keep active, obviously incorporating netball or whatever your sport may be. But I think it's also really important to understand or to acknowledge that every day is not going to be, you're not going to smash your goals all the time, and you're allowed to maybe knock up or don't take your jammies off for one day, you know. I think we can get caught up a little bit too much in all the challenges and all social media, and everyone's doing everything. But as I say, we have to control the controllable, so I think it is okay to chill out for a couple of days. After all, I don't think we'd get a time like this anytime soon, so appreciate family life and what you have compared to other people, I suppose.
Thanks to Emma for sharing her story with us here on the Netball Show. Watch out for the main episode during the week.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.